I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. Albert Shanker was fed up. Mr. Shanker taught math at a junior high school in Astoria, Queens. He and his colleagues felt they were underpaid and not respected. The assistant principal of the school even spied on their classrooms with binoculars. The teachers felt they had little power to change things because of how divided the teachers were. There were more than 100 representative organizations dividing New York teachers along lines of ethnicity, gender, and subject matter. The Teachers Guild was the only group affiliated with organized labor, but they only had 1,500 members of the approximately 45,000 teachers in New York City. Shanker decided to join the guild anyway, and with the support of his fellow teacher Dan Sanders and the American Federation of Teachers organizer David Selden, they started holding meetings. The meetings included talks about unions, drinks, and guitar music. More and more teachers began to attend. In 1959, 1,200 members of the High School Teachers Association walked off the job in a wildcat strike. Even though the HSTA was a rival organization, the guild members supported the strike. When the high school teachers won a wage increase, momentum began to build. And on this day in labor history, the year was 1960. The two groups merged to form the United Federation of Teachers Local 2 of the AFT. The new union still only represented a fraction of the New York City teachers, yet they decided to test their power and hold a one-day strike. Less than 6,000 teachers participated, but the new union had proven its willingness to act. In December of 1961, UFT became the bargaining union for all New York teachers. And out of these first steps, the UFT today represents nearly 200,000 teachers and is a powerful force for labor rights in New York.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.